بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our fifth session from the Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Sheikh Dr. Abdurrahim, Dr. Fa Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And this course is the Reading Comprehension course, Reading Comprehension. Today is our fifth session, and today we'll be taking a new lesson, that is lesson number 9. So basically, just as a reminder, for the format that we're normally going to be following, or that we have been following in the previous sessions, there'll be four parts of each lesson. The first part is going to be a vocabulary review, that is oral translation from Arabic to English and from English to Arabic of the vocabulary for this lesson. The second part is going to be the reading and translation of the selected text from this particular lesson. In this lesson, there are two selected texts, Part A and Part B. We're going to read from both of them. And in that reading, we're going to be focusing on number one, identifying the new vocabulary words that are new for this lesson. And number two, analyzing the grammatical points or word relationships. In this lesson, we're going to be seeing a new word relationship, that is the naat and the man'ut. Yani the adjective and the word that it qualifies. So we'll be looking at word relationships like that. Idhafa, mudhaf, mudhafa ilayh. The preposition harja and ism majroor, mubtada and khabar, and so on, like this. We're going to be looking at all of those things as we read through the selected text. The third part and the fourth part are going to be exercises, listening skills exercise and dictation skills exercise, yani for which you won't need the book, because we're going to close the book at that point, and we're just going to yani see if we can translate orally during the listening skills exercise orally what we hear, and then in the dictation skills if we can listen and write what we hear. Okay, so those are the four parts. The first part is oral translation, vocabulary review. The second part is reading and translation of the selected text, in which we're going to concentrate on the new vocabulary words and the grammatical points in the lesson. And the last two are going to be exercises, listening skills and dictation skills. Okay, so that being said, again, today we're going to be doing lesson number 9. So we're going to be reading. First, we're going to start with the oral translation, the vocabulary review, from both parts of lesson 9, yani from part A and part B. What we're going to be doing here for the oral review, we just want to go over and try to review the vocabulary in this particular lesson, and make sure that we know the vocabulary. And so, what we're going to do, we're going to have an oral exercise. I'm just going to read some of the vocabulary words in Arabic, and I want you to translate them into English. And then I'm going to read some of the vocabulary words in English, and you have to translate them into Arabic. You don't have to write anything. All you have to do is listen and orally translate. Okay, so let's begin this first part of the lesson, the vocabulary review. Okay, again, this is an oral exercise. All you have to do is listen and translate. If I give you an Arabic word, you give me the English. If I give you an English word, you give me the Arabic. Okay, so the first word is al-fakihatu. Al-fakihatu. Its meaning is the fruit or fruit. The second word, and again, we shouldn't be looking at the book. This is a, yani like a quiz, okay? I mean, it's oral review. Review of the vocabulary, but it's like a quiz, so the book should be closed. Second word, al-usfuru, with ayn and sad. Al-usfuru, sparrow, yani a small bird. The third word, at-ta'iru. At-ta'iru, with the letter ta and hamza. Ta'iru means bird or the bird. The fourth word, Al-Arabiyyatu, with shadda on the ya and ayn in the beginning. Al-Arabiyyatu, meaning Arabic or the Arabic language. Al-lughatu, the fifth word, al-lughatu, meaning the language or language. The sixth word, sahlun, sahlun, meaning easy. The seventh word, mujtahidun, mujtahidun, meaning hard working or diligent. The eighth word, shahirun, shahirun, meaning famous. Okay, now I'm going to give you English words. I want you to give me the Arabic for them. The first word, English or English language, English. Al-Inkiliziyatu, with shadda on the ya. Al-Inkiliziyatu. The second word, difficult. D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T, difficult. In Arabic, صعبٌ, with صاد and عين with سكون. صعبٌ. The third word, city or the city. The city. In Arabic, المدينةُ, المدينةُ. The fourth word, the capital of Egypt, Cairo, in Arabic, Al-Qahiratu, Al-Qahiratu. The next word, today, or the day, Al-Yawmu, or Al-Yawma, yani if it is being used as a maf'ul fi, yani Zarf al-Zaman, Al-Yawmu, or Al-Yawma. The sixth word, why. The sixth word, why. This is ism istifham, a question word. W-H-Y. Why. Yani, why are you doing that? In Arabic, limada. Limada. The seventh word, cup. C-U-P. Cup. In Arabic, al-kubu. Al-kubu. Now, okay, so this is vocabulary from the first part of the lesson, and we want to continue just a little bit with vocabulary from the second part of the lesson. Okay, we're going to go back to Arabic, translation of Arabic to English. Okay, first word, Arabic. Al-Maktabatu. Al-Maktabatu, meaning library, the library or the bookstore. Al-ana, al-ana, meaning now or just now. This is a zarf al-zaman, an adverb of time. Third word, hunaka, hunaka, meaning there or over there as opposed to here. The fourth word, al-mustawsafu. Al-Mustawsafu, meaning the clinic or small hospital. The next word, Al-Kuwaitu. Al-Kuwaitu, meaning the country known as Kuwait. The sixth word, Indonesia. Indonesia. Yani the country, Indonesia. Okay, now let's look at the last final words. We're going to give you English and you translate them into Arabic. Secondary school or high school. Secondary school or high school. In Arabic, الثانوية, with shadda on the ya. الثانوية. The second word, a minister. Yani the minister, like the minister in the government minister, the minister of interior, or the minister of foreign affairs. In Arabic, al-waziru, al-waziru. The third word, The word sharp, something that is sharp, like a sharp knife, as opposed to something that is dull. S-H-A-R-P, sharp. Hadun, with the letter ha, as in halal and haram. Or an Ahmed, or Mahmud, or Muhammad. Hadun, sharp. The fourth word, market, the market, or marketplace. In Arabic, as-suqu. With seen and qaf. As-suqu. The next word, fifth word, the street. Yani, the street, like you're walking down the street. In Arabic, as-shari'u. With ayn on the end. As-shari'u. And the last word, the fan. The fan, like F-A-N, when it's hot and you turn on the fan. In Arabic, al-mirwahatu, al-mirwahatu. Okay, these are the vocabulary words that we had in this lesson, about 25 or so words. Hopefully, yani, we are familiar with most of these words, if not all of them. And if you have been checking off, yani, a check for the ones that you got right and an X for the ones that you missed, then you have an idea of where you're at in terms of the vocabulary for this particular lesson. If you got most of them right, alhamdulillah, let's strive for excellence and see if we can even do better. And if you didn't get at least half of them right, then that means that we have to try to spend a little more time working on our vocabulary. Okay, let's go to the next part of the lesson, and that is, yani, the reading of the selected text. But before we read the selected text from the two parts of this lesson, we want to quickly take a look at, yani, the important matters that we found mentioned in this particular lesson. Lesson number 9, one of the reasons why we're taking this lesson as a separate lesson, normally we're taking two lessons in each session, because this lesson is a little bit lengthy. As you see, there's a lot of vocabulary words in this lesson. And there are also a number of grammatical points, yani, 6 grammatical points in this particular lesson. So, in addition to the, yani, 2 select texts for reading, so it's a pretty lengthy lesson, and for that reason, rather than to rush through it, we thought that we'll just take one lesson for this session today. So as far as the grammatical points in this lesson, yani, the most important grammatical point in this lesson is the not and the man'ut. Yani, the adjective and the word that it qualifies. Yani, and not is in some books referred to as as-sifatu, with sad, as-sifatu. And the man'ut is sometimes referred to as al-mawsufu, al-mawsufu. So when we say and not, wal-man'ut, you might also say as-sifatu wal-mawsuf. Okay, this is in reference to the adjective and the word that it qualifies. This is the most important matter in this particular lesson. This lesson also deals with the relative pronoun, yani al-ism al-mawsul, which al-ladhi, which is the yani singular masculine form of the relative pronoun, and we'll be seeing shortly al-lati, the feminine singular form. In this lesson, we also deal with عند, which is ظرف المكان, an adverb of place. The rule being with that the word following it, the ism, following the ظرف المكان, is going to be مجرور. And also in this lesson, we also had a number of words, a group of words, yani, the wasf, or the sifa, that ends with an extra 2 letters, alif and noon, as in كسلانو, جوعانو, عطشانو, and so on. This is an adjective that ends with 2 extra letters in addition to the root letters. These words are mamnu min as-sarf. Yani, they do not take tanween. And when they are majrur, they take, yani, instead of kasra, fatha. Alright, so this is basically what this lesson covers. Again, the most important grammatical point in this lesson is the not and the man'ut, yani the relationship between an adjective and the noun that it qualifies, yani the word that it describes. And I'll just say briefly, in reference to the Na'at and the Man'ut, the rules concerning it are very, very important, and that is that the Na'at, the adjective, follows the Man'ut, unlike in English. In English you say the new book, new is the adjective, it comes before book. But in Arabic, you mention the word first that you want to describe, and then you describe it. So you say, yani, a book, and what about the book? It's new. Kitabun jadidun. Okay, so the first thing that we want to know is that in Arabic, unlike English, the adjective follows the noun that it qualifies. And the second thing we want to say is that it follows it, or it has to be in agreement with it, in four matters. In gender, in being masculine or feminine, in definiteness, in being definite or indefinite, in the case ending, the i'rab, in being marfu'un or mansubun or majurun, and in number, being singular, dual or plural. These four things. In this lesson, we only deal with three of them, yani, meaning that we're only going to look at the agreement in gender of yani being mudhakkar or mu'annath, and the agreement in definiteness or indefiniteness, yani being nakira or ma'rifa, and the agreement in terms of the i'rab being marfu'un or majrur or mansub. We're not going to look at the agreement in number, singular, dual or plural, because we're going to deal with those things, plurals, in lesson 13 and duals in lesson 17-18, I think. Now, so in this lesson we're going to look at three things that the adjective must agree with the word that it is qualifying, the man'ut. It must agree in three things. If the man'ut is masculine, then the adjective has to be masculine. If the man'ut is feminine, then the na'at has to be feminine. And likewise, if the man'ut is definite, the na'at has to be definite. If it's indefinite, the na'at has to be indefinite. If the man'ut is marfu'un, then the adjective, the na'at describing it, has to also be marfu'un, mansub, mansub, majrur, majrur. Okay, so this is the most important thing in this lesson. We're going to be seeing a lot of adjectives in this lesson. We're going to be pointing them out, and we're going to be identifying that these three matters, that they have to be in agreement with. That masculine is with masculine, definite is with definite, and marfu'un is with marfu'un, and so on. In these three areas, we're going to be yani, identifying those things as we read through the lesson. Okay, the second thing that I want to pay attention to in terms of the grammar I already mentioned, that adjectives that have two extra letters, aleph and noon on the end, like the word kaslanu, or jaw'anu, atashanu, ghadabanu, and mal'anu, yani these types of adjectives that have the extra letters, aleph and noon, added to them, are mamnu' min as-sarf. They are diptos, they don't take tanween, and if they are majrur, they take fatha in place of kasra. Also we said the relative pronoun in this lesson. This lesson deals with the relative pronoun, alladhi, and it's used to refer to something that is singular and that is masculine. And it might be used both for that which is aqil, humans, or ghayr aqil, other than humans. Any animals or inanimate things or concepts, okay? But it's going to be used to refer to something that's singular and that is masculine. It could be aqil or ghayr aqil. This is called al-ism al-mawsool, the relative pronoun. And we're going to see that the relative pronoun is followed by what is called silat al-mawsul, yani the relative clause, yani the extra information that goes along with that, that refers back to, yani the noun that the relative pronoun is connected to. Also in this lesson we had the word inda, which we said is a dharf al-makan, and we're going to see many examples of inda in this lesson. What we want to know is that, as we said previously, the dharf al-makan, the rule concerning it, is that it is used in idalfa, so that the noun following it is going to be mudalf ilay majrur, just like we had in lesson 5 with tahta, underneath, and fawqa, above, and we had amama and khalfa. Well, at least we had tahta in number 5. I don't know if we had fawqa, but that's the opposite of tahta, right? In lesson 8 we had amama. In the previous lesson, last week, we had amama and khalfa, in front of and behind. These are all adverbs of place, dharf al-makan, and the rule is that the noun following them is going to be mudawfan ilayhi majrur, yani the primary sign of a word being majrur is kasr. Okay, so that is yani what we wanted to just review quickly in terms of yani the grammatical matters or points or rules that we're going to be seeing or that we're going to be focusing on in this particular lesson. Okay, after that, let's go and read the text for this lesson. And again, lesson 9, which begins on page 47 in the Arabic part of the book, is divided into two parts, Aleph and Ba. So Aleph is on page 47 and 48, and the text for the second part of the lesson, Ba, is on page 50 and 51. Okay, so we should have read them for homework. We should have also written them out. Please practice your writing as much as possible. And we should have translated them. So what we're going to do now, we're going to read both parts. And we're going to translate them. And we're going to try to identify the most important grammatical points, yani, in the lesson. We're on page 47. Top of the page, it says, الدرسو التاسعو, the ninth lesson, Aleph. Again, the most important matter in this lesson is going to be the naat and the man'ud, the adjective and the word that it qualifies. But we're also going to see other relationships, mubtada and khabar. We're going to see, yani, mudaf, mudaf ilay. We're going to see a bedel and the mubdal minhu. And we're going to see, you know, other things that we have discussed previously. We want to look at the grammatical points that are from this lesson, that are new for this lesson, and we also want to look at some of the things that we covered in the past. So let's read from the top of page 47. Man hadha rajulu. Man hadha rajulu, meaning, who is this man? Who is this man? Okay, in this particular, in this question or this sentence, we have men, which is ism istifham, yani it's interrogative or word that's used to ask a question. And then we have the ism ishara hadha from lesson 1. And we have it followed by a noun with alif lam, which means that this is a bedel construction. So ar-rajulu is bedel for hadha. Men hadha ar-rajulu, who is this man? Okay, hadha ar-rajulu does not mean this is the man, it means this man. Answer, huwa Abbasun. Huwa Abbasun. He is Abbas. Who is this man? He is Abbas. Okay, this is a mubtada and a khabar. Huwa is the mubtada, Abbas is the khabar, and we said that both mubtada and khabar are always marfu'un. Huwa is a pronoun. Pronouns are mabniyun. So we say that it is, huwa is the mubtada, mabniyun, yani it's mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, fi mahalli raf. Abbasun is the khabar, and the khabar is marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Third sentence. Abbasun tajirun. Abbasun tajirun. Abbas is a merchant. Again, Abbas is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma. Tajirun is the khabar, marfu'un with dhamma. Fourth sentence. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. With shadda on the ya. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Abbas is a tajir, a merchant. What kind of merchant? Ghaniyun, a rich merchant. Abbas is a rich merchant. Here Abbas is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma. Tajirun is the khabar, marfu'un with dhamma. And ghaniyun is the na'at describing tajirun. It's the na'at, the adjective. And the na'at must agree with the man'ut in three things. Number one, in at-tadhkir wa ta'anith, yani in being mudhakar or mu'annath, masculine or feminine, we see tajir is masculine, ghaniyun is masculine. It must also agree with it in tankir wa ta'arif, in being nakira or ma'arifa, being indefinite or definite. And we see that tajirun is indefinite with tanween, and ghaniyun is also indefinite. Finally, it also must agree with it in i'rab, in arraf wa nasb wal jar, yani in being marfu'un in the nominative case, or mansubun in the accusative case, or majrurun in the genitive case. So we see that tajirun is marfu'un with dhamma, and ghaniyun is in agreement with it, marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, so this is the first example of na'at and man'ut, and we see that it agrees with it in all three areas. We remember we said we're not going to deal with the fourth area, the number, but it is also in agreement with it in number, Tajirun is mufrad, singular, and ghaniyun is mufrad. It's not dual or plural, right? So it's an agreement, also a number, but this lesson doesn't cover that particular area. We'll take that later on. Okay, let's go down to the fourth line or the fourth sentence. Hamidun mudarrisun. Hamid is a mudarris, a teacher. Hamidun mubtada marfuun with dhamma, mudarrisun khabar marfuun with dhamma. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. Hamid is a new mudarris, a new teacher. In this sentence, we have a na'at. The na'at is what? Jadidun. Hamidun is the mubtada, mudarrisun is the khabar, and jadidun is a na'at describing mudarrisun. So, let's look at the three areas that they have to agree in. Mudarrisun is mudhakkar, and jadidun is mudhakkar. Mudarrisun is, yani, nakira, indefinite, and jadidun is nakira, indefinite. And mudarrisun, as the khabar, is marfu'un with dhamma. So we see, jadidun is also marfu'un with dhamma. Going down to the fifth line or fifth sentence, a question. Ma hadha? Ma hadha? What is this? Ma is ism istifham. It's a noun used to ask a question. And hadha is ism ishara from lesson number one, demonstrative pronoun. Ma hadha? What is this? هذا تفاح. هذا تفاح. This is an apple. هذا تفاح. هذا is the مبتدا, but as an اسم إشارة, it's مبني. So we say it is مبتدا, اسم إشارة مبني في محل رف, in the place where it should be مرفوع. تفاح خبر, خبر مرفوع. يعني وعلامة رفعه, and the sign of it being مرفون is ضمة. هذا تفاح, this is an apple. Also we see this is a sentence, a جملة اسمية. هذا is the مبتدا and تفاح is the خبر. So we also see that these are also nominal sentences with a مبتدا and a خبر. Number 7 or line number 7, they're not numbered, I just numbered them so I can keep track of where I'm at. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. التفاح, يعني with شدة on the تاء because it's a sun letter, and شدة on the فاء because that's a part, it's a part of the word that it has a double فاء. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. The apple is a فاكهة, a fruit. What kind of fruit? لذيذة. لذيذة. لذيذة here is a knot describing فاكهة. So التفاح is the مبتدا مرفوع with ضمة. فاكهة is the خبر, and it is مرفوع. The sign that is مرفوع is ضمة. And لذيذ is the نعت describing فاكهة, and it agrees with it, number one, in being مؤنث. يعني the first thing that we're looking at is تذكير and تأنيث. يعني is the word مذكر ومؤنث. We see فاكهة ends with تار مبوتة, which is a sign that it is مؤنث. Therefore, the not has to be in agreement with it. So we see لذيذةٌ فاكهةٌ لذيذةٌ. يعني لذيذةٌ is مؤنث as well. Okay, also فاكهةٌ is indefinite, نكرة. لذيذةٌ is indefinite with تنوين, نكرة. And فاكهةٌ is مرفون with ضمة. لذيذةٌ is مرفون with ضمة. التفاح فاكهةٌ لذيذةٌ. The apple is a delicious or tasty fruit. Going down to the next line. ما ذلك. ما ذلك. I didn't number all of these things, by the way. I think I got my numbers a little bit mixed up. Okay, no problem. ما ذلك. We're on the bottom part of the page 47. ما ذلك. What is that? Yani, this is in contrast to the previous series of sentences. ما هذا, يعني اسم إشارة for that which is near. ما ذلك, اسم إشارة for that which is بعيد, far. ذلك عصفور. ذلك عصفور. That is a sparrow. That is a sparrow. And a sparrow is a small bird. Certain type of small bird. That is a sparrow. Dharika is the mubtada. Wasfurun is the khabar. The next line. Al-usfuru ta'irun saghirun. Al-usfuru ta'irun saghirun. The sparrow is a ta'irun, a bird. What kind of bird? Saghirun. A small bird. Here we have again. Yani anat. Saghirun is anat describing ta'irun. So let's see how it agrees with it. Number one, ta'irun is mudhakkir, masculine. Saghirun is mudhakkir. Ta'irun is nakira, indefinite. Saghirun is nakira, indefinite. And ta'irun is marfu'un with dhamma. Saghirun is marfu'un with dhamma. And again, they also agree in number. Both of them are singular. But we're not looking at the adad at this particular point. Okay, so in this sentence, we also, this is the jumla ismiya. Al-usfurun is the mubtada'un marfu'un with dhamma. Ta'irun is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma. And saghirun is the na'at describing ta'irun. So it's also marfu'un with dhamma. Next sentence. Al-arabiyyatu with shadda on the ya. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Arabic is a lugha, a language. What kind of language? Sahalatun, an easy language. Arabic is an easy language. Again, we have a na'at here. Let's look at the agreement between the na'at and the man'ut. This is the jumla ismiya, by the way, a nominal sentence. Al-arabiyyatu is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma. Lughatun is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma. And sahalatun is the na'at, yani marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, the agreement between the na'at and the man'ut. Sahalatun is the na'at, and it has to agree with lugatun. Lugatun is mu'annath. Therefore, sahalatun is mu'annath. Lugatun is nakira, indefinite. So, sahalatun also has to be indefinite. Tanween indicates it being here indefinite. And in I'rab, lugatun is marfu'un. In the nominative case, the sign of it being nominative is dhamma. Sahalatun is also yani marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, let's turn to the next page, page 48. At the top of the page, we go to the next sentence. Al-Arabiyyatu. By the way, I wasn't paying too much close attention, but some of the words that we had in what we read already, Al-Arabiyya and Al-Lugha and Sahal, all of those are words, Usfur and Fakiha, all of those are words that were new words for this lesson. Okay, so please make a note of those particular words. Yani, fakiha, and usfur, and lugha, and arabiya, and sahla. Those are words that are new for this particular lesson. Fine. At the top of page 48, al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. Yani Arabic is a lugha, a language. Jamila, beautiful. Arabic is a beautiful language. Again, here we have a na'at, jamilatun, and we want to look for agreement between the na'at and the man'ut. So we see here that yani lughatun is mu'annath, feminine, and therefore jamilatun is mu'annath. Lughatun is nakira, indefinite, with tanween. So jamilatun is also indefinite with tanween. And lughatun is marfu'un in the nominative case with dhamma. So jamilatun is also marfu'un with dhamma. Al-arabiyyatu is the mubtada, lughatun is the khabar, jamilatun is the na'at. Next line. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. وَمَحْمُودٌ طَالِبٌ كَسْلَانُ وَمَحْمُودٌ طَالِبٌ كَسْلَانُ. Ammar is a mujtahid student. يعني طالبٌ مُجْتَهِدٌ. And Mahmood is a طالبٌ كَسْلَانُ, a lazy student. So in this sentence, يعني we have two na'at. We have طالبٌ being described as مُجْتَهِد. And then in the end of it, we have talibun being described as kaslanu. So let's look for the agreement between the not mujtahid and the man'ut talib. So talibun is mudhakkar. Therefore, mujtahidun is mudhakkar. Talibun is nakira with tanween. Mujtahid is nakira with tanween. Talibun is marfu'un with dhamma. So mujtahidun is also following it, marfu'un with dhamma. In the second part of the sentence, or the second sentence actually joined by waw al-'atf, the waw after ammarun talibun mujtahidun, wa, here this waw is a conjunction, waw al-'atf. After the waw al-'atf we see mahmudun, that's a mubtada, talibun khabr, kaslanun anat. So we want to look at the agreement between kaslanun, lazy, and the man'ut talibun that is describing. Talibun is mudhakkir, kaslanun is mudhakkir. Talibun is nakira with tanween, indefinite, therefore kaslanun is also nakira. But here we note that kaslanu, it's nakira but it doesn't have tanween. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Talibun is, in terms of i'rab, it's marfu'un with dhamma, and kaslanu is also marfu'un with dhamma. Let's go back to the absence of tanween on kaslan. Yani we said that the na'at, kaslan, has to agree with the man'ut talibun, and talibun is indefinite. It has tanween to indicate its indefiniteness, and kaslanun doesn't have tanween. Okay? It doesn't have tanween because what? Because it is a wasf, yani a description, an adjective that ends with two extra letters, aleph and noon. And we said that the wasf that is makhtoom, yani ending with yani alif wa noon, these extra letters alif and noon that are extra, za'idatain, yani the was that ends with these two extra letters alif and noon is going to be a diptote, mamnu' min as-sarf, yani it doesn't take tanween. And if it is majroor, yani instead of taking kasra it takes fatha. Okay, so the reason why kaslanu doesn't have tanween like talibun is because it is a word from the category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. They are diptotes. They don't take tanween. Other words like this that are in this lesson are jawa'anu. You see that the root letters in kaslan is kaf, seen, and lam. The triliteral root is kas, seen, and lam. And then there are two extra letters, alif and noon. Look at the same thing in jawa'anu, which means to be hungry. You see jim, waw, and ayn. I mean, you don't see it, but I mean, you hear it anyway. Jawa'anu, jim, waw, ayn, with an additional two letters, aleph and noon. Jawa'anu. And the same thing with a'tashanu, ayn, ta'ashin, with extra aleph and noon added, meaning thirsty. And ghadabanu, ghayn, bad, and ba, with an extra two letters, aleph and noon. Ghadabanu, meaning angry. Alright, so these are words, this is the category of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Previously we said that, yani, feminine proper nouns, like Maryamu and Aishatu, that they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Alright, so there are different categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. As well, masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta are mamnu' min as-sarf. And we'll see in future lessons in 13, we'll see that there are certain broken plural patterns that are also mamnu' min as-sarf, and foreign proper nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and so on. Let's go to the next line. Man anta. Man anta. Who are you? Answer. Ana talibun. Ana talibun. I am a student. Next line. A anta talibun jadidun. A anta talibun jadidun. Are you a new student? Naam. Ana طالبٌ جديدٌ. Yes, I am a new student. Okay, let's just look quickly at the last two sentences. أَ أَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. أَ here is Hamzatul Istifham, the particle of يعني استفهام, يعني the Hamza that's used to ask a question. It changes a statement like أَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ into a question. أَ أَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Okay, so in this sentence, أَنْتَ is the مُبْتَدَى, طَالِبٌ is the خَبَر, and jadidun is the na'at. So let's see the agreement between the na'at jadidun and talibun the man'ut. Talibun is mudhakkar. Therefore, jadidun also has to be mudhakkarun. Talibun is nakira with tanween, indicating that it's indefinite. Jadidun is also nakira with tanween. Talibun is marfu'un in the nominative case with dhamma. Therefore, jadidun is also marfu'un in the nominative case, indicated by the dhamma, the primary sign of raf. The last sentence, na'am, ana talibun jadidun, ana is the mubtada. Because it's a pronoun, it's mabniyun, so we say it is mubtada. Yani damir mabniyun fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Mabniyun fi mahalli arraf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Talibun is the khabar, marfu'un with dhamma. Jadidun is a nat, describing talibun, so it's also marfu'un with dhamma. And it's also mudhakkara like talibun, and it's also nakira, indefinite with tanween, like talibun. Okay, that's what we wanted to look at in the first text that we have here. And now we're going to go to the second text. Okay, the second text for this lesson begins on the lower half of page 50. Yani following the al-kalimat al-jadid, the new words, for the first part of this lesson. Following those new words, we have ba, yani the second selected text for lesson number 9, page 50. Oh, so again, we're going to read through that text, and after we get finished reading through it and translating it, and analyzing some of the grammatical points of, from this lesson, specifically the na'at and the man'ut, and whatever else we see here, then we'll go to the final part, or the final two parts of the session, that is the drills, listening skills drills, and any dictation skills drills. So let's read from page 50. Again, the point here, yani, is to increase or to improve our reading comprehension by reading as much as possible. So in this course, what we're doing is concentrating on reading. Reading, we're just reading the text. We're not doing the exercises from the book. We're just reading the text, identifying new words, learning new vocabulary words, because in order to understand, to comprehend what we read, we have to know the vocabulary words. And then also, yani, identifying and analyzing, discussing the grammatical points that are new for this lesson or that we had previously, so that we don't forget the points that we had previously. So we're going to look at vocabulary, and we're going to also look at the grammar in this selected text. Okay, page 50, halfway down underneath the new vocabulary. Aina al-mudarrisu, right under ba. Aina al-mudarrisu, meaning, where is the teacher? So aina is ism istifham, it's an interrogative, yani a noun used to ask a question, seeking fahm, istifham, seeking fahm, seeking understanding, asking a question. It means where. Aina al-mudarrisu, where is the teacher? Huwa, next line, huwa fil fasli, huwa fil fasli, he is in the classroom. Fil fasli is yani preposition and the object of the preposition, al-jar wal-majroor. Yani this is what is known as the shibba jumla. It's not a complete sentence, but it's more than one word, okay? So the shibba jumla, yani that which resembles a sentence but is not a complete sentence, is either jarun wa majroor, a preposition and the noun that becomes majroor because it's its object, or it might be a dharf, yani an adverb with the noun that follows it. So there are two types of shibba jumla, yani they are a combination of more than one word but they are not a complete sentence. Here we have al jaru wal majroor, the preposition and the object that became majroor because of that preposition. Okay, ain al mudarrisu, huwa fil fasli. So huwa is the mubtada, and fil fasli, together, the jar wal majroor, the shibba jumla, together is the khabar. Okay, so by the way, let's just be reminded that the khabar can be a single word, as we've seen in most of the sentences previously, can be a single word, or it can be a shibba jumla, like we have here, a preposition and the object of the preposition, or dharf and the noun that is connected to it in idhafa. Or a khabar can also be a sentence, a complete sentence, either a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence. We'll talk about that in detail in the future. But in any case, just to make it clear that the khabar, as we've seen previously, has been a single word. Now I'm just reminding us that the khabar can also be more than one word. It can be a shibah jumla, yani a preposition and its object, or dharf and the noun that's connected to it in idhafa. Okay, so ayn al mudarrisu? Huwa fil fasli. He is in the fasl. Huwa is the mubtada. It's mabniyun in the place where it should be marfoon, and fil fasli together, the shibah jumla, ja'a al majrur, is the khabar. Next line. Wa ayna al mudarrisu al jadidu. And where is the new teacher? Al-mudarrisu, al-jadidu. Here we have a not in al-jadidu. It has to agree with the man'ut, al-mudarrisu. So let's look and see. Al-mudarrisu is mudhakkar. So al-jadidu is mudhakkar. Al-mudarrisu is nakira. Is ma'arifa. It's definite. It has alif lam. It's ma'arifa. So al-jadidu, we see, has to also have yani alif lam to make it ma'arifa. It has to agree with it in being ma'rifa, definite. And al-mudarrisu is marfu'un with dhamma. Al-jadidu is marfu'un with dhamma. Next line. Wa'ayna al-mudarrisu al-jadidu? Huwa inda al-mudiri. Huwa inda al-mudiri. He is with the principal or the headmaster. In this sentence, again, huwa, the pronoun, huwa, which is mabniyun, is the mubtada. So it is mabniyun, therefore it's in the place where it should be marfoon. And the khabar here is a combination of two words. The dharf, inda, and the noun that's connected to it in idhafa, al-mudiri. And the rule concerning the dharf, al-makan, like inda, amama, khalfa, is that the noun following it is going to be mudhafun ilayhi majroor. So we see that al-mudir is mudhaf ilayhi majroor. Huwa is the mubtada, inda al-mudiri is the khabar, shibh jumla. Previously we had the shibh jumla fil fasli, ja'a al-majrur. Now we have a shibh jumla, inda al-mudiri, dharf al-makan, and the ism, yani majrur, that's mudhaf ilayhi. Okay, so the mubtada is huwa, and the shibh jumla, inda al-mudiri, the dharf, and the noun that's connected to it in yani idhafa is the khabar. Together they are the khabar. Next line. Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. Where is the new student? Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. Here in this sentence we have a not, al-jadid. And jadid, it has to agree with the man'ut, at-talib. So let's see, at-talibu is yani ma'rifa, definite. Therefore al-jadidu also has alif lam, it's ma'rifa. At-talibu is yani masculine, mudhakkar. Therefore al-jadidu is also masculine, mudhakkar. At-talibu is marfu'un. Sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Therefore al-jadidu also is marfu'un with dhamma. Next line. Dhahaba, yani ayna at-talibu al-jadidu? Dhahaba ila al-maktabati. Dhahaba ila al-maktabati. He went to the library or the bookstore. We're not going to go into too much detail here, but dhaba is a fi'l madi, a past tense verb. We don't see the fa'il for this verb because the fa'il is the mir mustatir, the hidden pronoun that is understood to be huwa. Yani huwa. He went to al-maktabati. But here we have, yani ila al-maktabati is the ja wal-majroor. Ja wal-majroor. Shibha jumla. Dhahaba ila al-maktabati. Next line. Man thalika ar-rajulu. Man thalika ar-rajulu al-tawilu al-ladhi kharaja al-ana min al-madrasati. This is a pretty long sentence. Okay, and it contains a number of points that we want to mention. Man is an ism istifham, used to ask about akil, human beings, men, as opposed to ma, which is ism istifham, used to ask about ghayru akil, things, animals, or inanimate things. Man thalika ar-rajulu. Who is that man? At-tawilu. That tall man. Alladhi. Who? Kharaja al-ana. Just now went out. Min al-madrasati. From the school. Who is that tall man who just went out of the school? Okay. What we want to note here is thalika ar-rajulu is a bedel construction. Okay, ar-rajulu is badal, can be substituted for thalika. Remember the ism ishara, like hadha or thalika or hadhihi or tilka or haulai or ulaika. The ism ishara, when it's followed by a noun with alif lam, we say that is a badal construction. Either one of them can be taken out and the sentence would still be complete. Man ذلك الرجل التويل. التويل here is the knot for الرجل. And it is definite like الرجل. It is masculine like الرجل. And it is مرفوع like الرجل. So it is in agreement with it and all the things that is required of the knot and the منؤوت. الذي is الاسم الموصول. Is a relative pronoun. يعني it gives us more information about ذلك الرجل التويل. What about him? The one who... Yani, who is that tall man? What about him? Alladhi. Alladhi, if it's in reference to a human being, we say who. If it's in reference to an inanimate thing, we say which. Or an animal, we say which. Okay, here's a human being, so we say who. Who is that tall man? Alladhi who. Yani, I want to get more information about that tall man. The one who what? Kharaja al-ana, just went out min al-madrasati, of the school. Alright, so the... Al-ism al-mawsool, the relative pronoun, is followed by a few more words, which is called the relative clause. Silat al-mawsool, the relative clause, which gives us the information that al-ladhi brings with it. Yani, the one who just went out. Min al-madrasati. Here, min al-madrasati is a ja' al-majroor, a preposition, and the ism, that is its object, that becomes majroor because of the preposition. يعني الشبه جملة جار ومجرور. Who is that tall man who just now went out from the school? Next line. هو المدير الجديد. هو المدير الجديد. هو is the مبتدا, المدير is the خبر, and الجديد is the نعت. So الجديد has to agree with المدير, يعني the منؤوت. It is, both of them are masculine. Jadid, yani is masculine because al-mudir is masculine. Al-mudir is definite with alif lam, yani ma'arifa. Therefore, al-jadid is also ma'arifa. Al-mudiru is marfu'un with dhamma. Al-jadidu is marfu'un with dhamma. Next line, men al-waladu. Yani men originally has sukun, but because it's followed by alif lam, it's going to take kasra here. Men al-waladu al-saghiru al-ladhi kharaj al-ana. من الفصل من الولد الصغير. Who is الولد الصغير, the small boy, الذي هو خرج الآن, just now went out, من الفصل, from the classroom. Again, we have here, يعني الصغير is a not describing الولد, therefore it is masculine like الولد. It is ma'arifa, definitely, definite, like al-waladu with alif lam, and it is marfu'un with dhamma. Al-ladhi is the al-ism al-mawsool, the relative pronoun, and kharaj al-ana is the silat al-mawsool, the relative clause that brings us more information about al-walad al-saghir, the small boy. Which small boy? The one who just now came out min al-fasli, ja' al-majroor. Min is a حرف جر حرف جر حرف جر يعني a preposition. And الفصل is the ism مجرور, the object of the preposition that becomes مجرور because of the preposition. Last line, يعني who is the small boy who just came out of the classroom? هو ابن المدير الجديد. هو ابن المدير الجديد. هو, he is ابن المدير, the son of the principal. Al-Jadid, son of the new principal. Here we have huwa as the mubtada. Yani, it is mabniyun as a pronoun. Therefore, it is in the place where it should be marfu'un. Ibnu is the khabar. It's marfu'un with dhamma. Al-mudiru is mudawfun ilayhi. Mudawf ilayhi is always majroor with kasra. Al-Jadidu is a nat describing al-mudir. So it's also, yani, majroor with kasra. Again, هو is the مبتدا, ابنو is the خبر, المديرو is مضاف إليه. This is an إضافة construction. ابنو المديري, the son of the principal, or the principal's son. This is an إضافة construction. So ابنو is مضاف, المديرو is مضاف, المديري is مضاف إليه, and الجديدي is a نعت. So the نعت has to agree with the منعوت المدير. So we see المدير is مذكر, masculine. الجديد is مذكر. المدير is معرفة with ألف لام definite. الجديد is also معرفة. المدير is مجرور with كسرة and الجديد is مجرور with كسرة. So this is another word relationship that we have here in this sentence, that is the إضافة construction, the مضاف المضاف إليه. Okay, let's go to the end of this selected text on page 51, top of the page, first half of the page. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ To whom belongs that car, that beautiful car? Okay, here we have يعني a better construction. اسم إشارة تلك followed by a noun with alif lam. So السيارة is the بدل for تلك. And then we also have الجميلة, which is a not describing السيارة. طيب, لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ هي للمدير. يعني the agreement, I'm sorry, the agreement between الجميلة, which is the not describing السيارة, السيارة is مؤنث feminine with ترمبوتة. الجميلة is مؤنث. السيارة is معرفة definite with ألف لام. الجميلة is معرفة with ألف لام. And السيارة is مرفوع with ضمة. And جميلة is also مرفوع in the nominative case with ضمة. نعم. The next line. To whom belongs that beautiful car? هي للمديري الجديدي. هي للمديري الجديدي. هي is the مبتدأ. للمديري is the خبر. جاء والمجرور. يعني شبه جملة is the خبر. And الجديدي is a not describing المديري. So the not agrees with the منعوت المدير, in that المدير is مذكر masculine. الجديد is مذكر. المدير is معرفة definite with ألف لام. الجديد is definite. And المديري is مجرور with كسرة. الجديدي is مجرور with كسرة. And also we should note here that للمديري, we see that the ألف لام of المدير, which makes it definite, the ألف is omitted. It's still definite, but the ألف is omitted when you have the preposition لي coming before a word with ألف لام, then the ألف is omitted. So المديري, with when you add لي to it, becomes للمديري. المدرسي للمدرسي, not لي المدرس, not لي المدير, but للمديري. The ألف is omitted, but the لام here is actually the definite article. The لام is actually the definite article. So even without the ألف, doesn't matter, it's still definite. Sometimes this لام is called لام التعريف because it is actually the definite article. The next line, لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ أهو للمدرس؟ لمن, يعني لي is the preposition, من is the اسم استفهام. لمن, for whom or whose is هذا الكتاب, this book, what kind of book, الكبير. To whom belongs this big book? لمن, to whom belongs هذا الكتاب الكبير, this big book. أهو للمدرس, is it belonging to the teacher? What we want to note here is that لمن هذا الكتاب, هذا اسم إشارة followed by الكتاب, and now with ألف لام is a بدل construction. So الكتاب is the بدل for هذا. Okay, and الكبير is a not for الكتاب, therefore it has to agree with it, and being masculine مذكر, and being definite معرفة with ألف لام, and being مرفوع with ضمة. أهو للمدرس, يعني A is همزة الاستفهام, it's a question word. هو is the مبتدأ. للمدرس is جاء والمجرور, شبه جملة, خبر. للمدرس is the خبر. أهو للمدرس. Okay, so what we want to note here is li is the preposition, harf ja, and al-mudarris is the ism majroor, the noun that became majroor because it's the object of the preposition. Next line. Liman hadha al-kitab al-kabir, to whom belongs this big book? Ahuwa lil-mudarrisi, is it for the teacher? La. Huwa lil-talibi al-jadidi. La. Huwa lil-talibi al-jadidi. No. It belongs to, or it is for, the new student. Naam. Huwa is the mubtada. Lil-talibi. Jawa al-majroor shibu jumla is the khabar. Al-jadidu is a naat. So the naat has to agree with talib. Al-talib is definite with alif lam, or with lam al-ta'rif. Al-jadid is definite. Yani ma'arifa. Al-talib is yani masculine. Mudhakkar al-jadid is masculine. Al-talib is majroor with kasra. Al-jadidi is majroor with kasra. Next line. Aina al-mil'aqatu al-saghiratu. Where is the small spoon? أين الملعقة الصغيرة? Here we have يعني الصغيرة is a knot describing الملعقة. الملعقة is مؤنث feminine with تاء مربوطة. الصغيرة is مؤنث feminine with تاء مربوطة. الملعقة is definite معرفة with ألف لام. الصغيرة is also definite يعني معرفة with ألف لام. الملعقة is مرفوع with ضمة. الصغيرة is مرفون with ضمة. أين الملعقة الصغيرة? Where is the small spoon? هي في الكوب. هي في الكوب. It is in the cup. It is in the cup. Again, هي is the مبتدا. في الكوب the جاء والمجرور, the preposition and its object. شبه جملة is the خبر. في الكوب is the خبر. So the whole shibh jumla fil qubi is fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu. And the whole shibh jumla together, both the ja and the majroor together as the khabar, is fi mahalli raf. Yani because the khabar is always marfu'un, or in the place where it should be marfu'un. Next to the last sentence, aina al kursiyu al maksuru. Where is the broken chair? Again, we have a naat here. Al-maksoor is a naat describing al-kursi, and it has to agree with it. Al-kursi is mudhakkar. Likewise, al-maksoor. Al-kursi is ma'arifa with alif lam. Likewise, al-maksoor. And al-kursiyu is marfoon with dhamma. And so it is with al-maksoor. Where's al-kursi? Ayn al-kursiyu al-maksooru? Huwa hunaka. Huwa hunaka. It is over there. It is over there. Okay, so hunaka, this is also a new word for this lesson. And again, I wasn't paying attention to the new word so much. Al-ana is a new word for this lesson that we just had. And likewise, from the new words that we just had is al-qubu. We just had al-qubu is a new word for this lesson. Yeah, that's pretty much. At-ta'ira. At-ta'iru is a new word. Al-usfuru is a new word. And al-lugatu is a new word. So these are some of the new words that we had in this lesson. We went over them in the beginning of the lesson. And this is the end of the reading of the text, looking at some of the new words and the grammatical analysis. And now what we want to do is, we want to do the last two parts of the lesson, the time that remains, yani the listening skills exercise, and as well the dictation skills exercise. Okay, so what we're going to do here is, as we've mentioned previously, for listening skills, we're going to read each sentence twice. The first time, I want you to just listen carefully and make sure you hear it well. And then I'm going to read it again, and you just have to translate orally. You don't have to write anything. You can close your book, just open your notebook or your pad, and just write from, we can write from 1 through 12. There'll be 12 sentences, right? From 1 through 12. Alright? For listening exercise, it's going to be 12 short sentences. 12, maybe one long sentence, but the rest of them are relatively short. Okay, so write from 1 through 12. And just check if you orally translate it correctly, just put a check. If you miss it, put an X so you know how many you got right at the end. Just write from 1 through 12, put a check for everyone that you get right, and an X for the ones that you miss. This is listening skills exercise. It's oral. All you're going to do is listen. The second time, I want you to orally translate. Okay, let's read the first sentence. من هذا الرجل؟ من هذا الرجل؟ Meaning, who is this man? Number two. هو عباس. Again, هو عباس. He is عباس. Number three. عباس تاجر. Again, عباس تاجر. Abbas is a tajir, a merchant. Number four. عباس تاجر غني. Again, عباس تاجر غني. Meaning, Abbas is a rich merchant. Number five. ما هذا؟ Again, orally translate. ما هذا؟ What is this? Number six. هذا تفاح. هذا تفاح. This is an apple. Number seven. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. Orally translate. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. The apple is a delicious fruit. فاكهة لذيذة. A delicious fruit. Number eight. Number eight, this sentence is a little bit long. عمار طالب مجتهد ومحمود طالب كسلان. This is number eight. Let's orally translate. عمار طالب مجتهد. عمار is a مجتهد student. Is a diligent, hard-working طالب. ومحمود طالب كسلان. Again, orally translate. ومحمود طالب كسلان. And محمود is a lazy student. طالب كسلان. A lazy student. Number nine. من أنت؟ Orally translate. من أنت؟ Who are you? Number nine. أنا طالب. Again, أنا طالب. I am a student. Number 11. أأنت طالب جديد؟ Orally translate. أأنت طالب جديد؟ Are you a new student? Number 12, final sentence. نعم أنا طالب جديد. نعم أنا طالب جديد. Meaning, yes, I am a new student. Yes, I am a new student. Okay, these were 12 sentences, relatively short, except maybe one of them, number 8. And I hope that, inshallah, our listening skills are improving. And that out of 12, everybody got at least, yani, 12 out of 12. Not at least, yani, yes. Hopefully everybody got 12 out of 12. Yes. Because we want to get these all right. We went over the lesson today. We went over it for homework. And this is a review course. We already studied this stuff previously. So we should be getting them all right. If you got 10 out of 12, 9 out of 12, mashallah, that is still good. But we want to do better. Okay? If you got less than 6. If you got 6 or less out of 12, that means we have to do more practice listening. That's why we send the link for the oral recordings of the lessons for book 1 in all Arabic by Dr. Fahd Rahim, so that we can listen to the lesson that we're taking in the coming session, during the week and become familiar with those words and get used to hearing those sounds without looking at the book. Perhaps when you listen to the recording, or if you have somebody to read to you, a study partner, perhaps when you listen to the recording, you can try to orally translate. Maybe you can listen to it once, looking at the book, and then listen to it again without looking at the book. Okay, the link for this week's lesson was a little bit lengthy, but normally it's not more than 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at the most. So it doesn't take that much, and we have one day to do the listening to the oral recording. Okay, let's go on with the final exercise, and that is the dictation skills exercise. Okay, with this exercise, we're going to read each sentence, each statement, or each question 3 times. The first time, just listen for comprehension, or try to memorize the sentence, if you can. Because if you want to do dictation, when you listen to something, you have to try to memorize it so you can write it. Because the person is not going to be repeating something 2 or 3 times, usually. Sometimes, if a sheikh is giving a lecture, he says something important, he might repeat it to make sure that everybody got it, especially for those students who are diligent and who are actually writing, writing notes, taking notes, doing dictation. But generally speaking, the sheikh is not going to repeat everything he says 2 or 3 times. Okay, so the first time, listen and try to memorize it, so that the second time, when you hear it, you can easily write it. And the third time, inshallah, you can just check to see if you got it right, or I need to catch any words that you may have missed. Okay, so for this particular exercise, we're going to do 6 combinations of question and answer. Yani a question followed by an answer. Okay, so there are actually 12 sentences. We're going to number them as 1 through 6. Each one is going to be a question and an answer. We're going to read each one 3 times. Okay. I don't know how much time we have left. This session is over at 15. Okay, we still have time. Yeah, we still have time. This session is over at, I was getting nervous at the time. The session is over at 3:15. So we have another a little bit more than 15 minutes. Okay, so in the next 15 minutes, inshallah, we're going to do imla. No books, no open books. This is just listening with your pad, number your pad from 1 through 6 or 1 through 12. Let's number that 1 through 6. Each one is going to be a question and an answer. Okay, each number from 1 through 6 is going to be a question and an answer. And we're going to write this stuff down. Okay, I'm going to be writing with you so that I can kind of keep an idea on how long it should take for you to be able to write this. Okay? Okay, let's go. Number 1. Number 1. أين المدرس؟ هو في الفصل. Okay, let's try to write it this time. أين المدرس؟ هو في الفصل. هو في الفصل. You don't have to put in the vowels. I'm going to be putting in the vowels just to give you a little bit of extra time. Okay, the last time, check and make sure you got it right. This is the third time. أين المدرس؟ هو في الفصل. Okay, number 2. Number 2. Number this one, this question and answer number 2. وأين المدرس الجديد؟ هو عند المدير. Okay, let's write this time. وأين المدرس الجديد؟ وأين المدرس الجديد؟ Answer. هو عند المدير. هو عند المدير. Okay, let's see if we got it right. Okay, I'm going to read it third time. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ هُوَ عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ. Okay, number three. أَيْنَ الطَّالِبُ الْجَدِيدُ ذهب إلى المكتبة. Okay, let's write this time. أين الطالب الجديد أين الطالب الجديد Answer. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب إلى المكتبة. Okay, let's check and see what we wrote and catch any words that we missed. أين الطالب الجديد ذهب إلى المكتبة ذهب إلى المكتبة أين الطالب الجديد ذهب إلى المكتبة Okay, number four. Listen up. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ Answer. هي للمدير الجديد. هي للمدير الجديد. Okay, let's write this time. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ Answer. هي للمدير الجديد. Answer. هي للمدير الجديد. هي للمدير الجديد. Okay, one more time. Let's try to see if we missed anything. Let's check what we wrote and see if we missed anything. Fill it in. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ Answer. هي للمدير الجديد. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة هي للمدير الجديد. Okay, number five. Listen up. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ Answer. هي في القوب. هي في القوب. Okay, let's write it this time. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ أين الملعقة؟ الملعقة. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ الصغيرة أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ Answer: هي في الكوب. هي في الكوب. Let's look at it one more time. Number five. This is the fifth sentence, question and answer. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ هي في الكوب. All right, the last one, number six. Listen up. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Answer: هو هناك. هو هناك. Okay, let's write it. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي with شد on the أين الكرسي المكسور؟ المكسور. المكسور. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Answer: هو هناك. هو هناك. هو هناك. Okay, let's go over it one more time. Make sure that what you wrote is correct, and if you missed anything, fill it in. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Answer: هو هناك. هو هناك. Okay. Let me just say that I realize that this dictation is challenging. Yani, if this is the first time that we've done dictation, it's challenging. I can remember being in the university 25 years ago, in the first year in the college of Hadith, and sitting with other students who were not Arabs, not from Arab countries, and all of us looking at each other, trying to figure out how we're going to write everything the teacher is saying for 1 hour. It was a challenge, indeed. By the end of the day, some of us wanted to cry. Yani, we just didn't have the skills, the practice, the experience of writing what you hear. But by the end of the year, mashallah, everybody was writing. Maybe not perfectly, but with practice, you get better and better as time goes on. So I just want to encourage you that if you find it challenging in the beginning, inshallah, if you stick to it and be yani, and persevere and be patient and work hard, you will find it will get easier and easier as you go on. Perhaps you have already seen from the first session to this fifth session that you're actually able to write a little bit better than you were writing in the beginning. And by the end of this course, inshallah, everybody should be able to yani, see a great, yani, to recognize clearly a great improvement in your ability to do this dictation. Okay, this is basically the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And since we still have a couple of minutes left, I think, right, 3:15, we have just a couple of minutes left. So we're going to do one more exercise. It's just going to be a listening exercise. I'm going to give you some, I'm going to read to you. I just want you to practice listening since we have a few more minutes left. We're going to practice reading from something that we didn't read in the session today. Okay, so now this is going to be like hearing something for this first time. You go to a lecture, you don't know what the sheikh is going to say. You know the topic maybe, but you don't know what he's going to be saying. You haven't read it before, you haven't translated it before, you haven't written it before, so it's going to be brand new. Just listen up and try to translate. I'll read each sentence 2 times in the time that remains. You don't have to write. Just listen and try to translate. بلال طالب جديد. Again, بلال طالب جديد. Meaning, Bilal is a new student. آمنة طالبة جديدة. آمنة طالبة جديدة. آمنة is a new student, female student. في الغرفة مكتب كبير. في الغرفة مكتب كبير. In the room is a big desk or table. وثلاجة صغيرة. وثلاجة صغيرة. And a small refrigerator. في هذا البيت غرفة كبيرة ومطبخ صغير. في هذا البيت, in this house, is a غرفة كبيرة, a big room, ومطبخ صغير, and a small kitchen. في الفصل مروحة كبيرة. في الفصل مروحة كبيرة. In the classroom is a big fan. على المكتب ساعة جميلة. على المكتب ساعة جميلة. On the table or desk is a beautiful watch. في الحقيبة قلم مكسور. في الحقيبة قلم مكسور. In the bag or the briefcase is a broken pen. في الفصل مكتب مكسور. في الفصل مكتب مكسور. In the classroom is a broken desk. في الغرفة مروحة صغيرة. في الغرفة مروحة صغيرة. In the room is a small fan. أمام البيت شجرة كبيرة. أمام البيت شجرة كبيرة. In front of the house is a big tree. في المدرسة مكتبة صغيرة. في المدرسة مكتبة صغيرة. In the school is a small library. In the school is a small library. Okay, I hope this is also يعني a drill that we're not going to do all the time, but I hope that this also helps you to actually try to listen and translate orally from what you hear. Something that you didn't previously study and you didn't have advanced knowledge of. So this gives you like a real type of practice that makes you to see like where you're at. Hopefully, inshallah, since these are words that we are familiar with, even though we didn't have them for homework, these are words that we're familiar with. Hopefully, inshallah, you are able to translate most of what we just read. Okay, we're going to close now, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this month of Ramadan, this blessed month of Ramadan, for me and for each of you and your families and loved ones, indeed a month filled with barakah and rahmah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, success, in this month to utilize every day and every night, in those things that will be beneficial to us, not only in this world, but more importantly in the hereafter, that we engage, that we occupy ourselves with the worship of Allah, especially the prayers, extra prayers, voluntary prayers, night prayers, the reading of Quran, dhikr and dua, charity in the month of Ramadan, especially, and other things, learning and teaching, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, reminding one another of those things that we need to be reminded of. Most importantly, reminding one another to fulfill our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey His commands and avoid His prohibitions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins, multiply our good deeds, raise our station, and grant us الثبات, that we be firm and steadfast upon الصراط المستقيم until we return to him in a condition of being pleased with him and pleasing to him. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If anybody is here for the next class, inshallah, we will be starting in one moment, بإذن الله تعالى. Any book two, inshallah, today we'll be starting in one moment, بإذن الله تعالى.